More than 500,000 stillbirths and deaths in early life could be prevented thanks to a new partnership of some of the world's most significant health organisations, working together to prevent congenital syphilis, syphilis passed from pregnant mother to unborn child. Professor Rosanna Peeling gave me the details.
Syphilis is largely a forgotten disease in the developed world. But in the developing world, mothers are continually being infected in pregnancy, leading to babies being born either still as a stillbirth or born with congenital syphilis. In the developing world, baby with congenital syphilis, 50% of them would die in the first year of life. And so with availability of very inexpensive screening tests, and penicillin being very cheap and widely available, there's no reason now for babies to die from congenital syphilis.
Now, you've set up a new partnership. Can you tell me what this partnership is and why you needed it?
Yeah. In the last 3 years, we had shown with a project funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that it is possible to introduce these rapid tests into developing country settings, all the way from, you know, China to Africa to the Amazon forest, and that you could actually do these tests really well and save babies. And so now our project is finished, and because of our project, about 30 countries that have started to use rapid tests to save babies. But we need funding to continue to provide the technical support. And fortunately, Save the Children, the WHO and CDC has stepped forward to join in a partnership with us to raise money for this.
What would you like to see happening?
In the developed world, of course, you know, screening is widely available and we take it for granted. But in the developing world, because of problems with access to a diagnostic, many women live in rural areas and have to travel a long ways to get to a clinic for any antenatal care. And because syphilis is asymptomatic, it doesn't cause any symptoms, women don't know to go and get screened. So it's having to provide the knowledge to the women that their babies could be threatened, and also to provide the clinics that care for these women some tools to be able to prevent congenital syphilis.
Now, with the new partnership then, you will be able to have better coordination of all of this? Is that what you're aiming for?
Yes, in terms of how to use tools and how to evaluate new tools that could improve screening for both HIV and syphilis. This is what we want to do with this partnership, is providing technical support, looking at new technologies that would help with the screening or streamline the screening so that you no longer have to do two tests. It will be one test, for example. In the Americas, since 2009, there's been an initiative to have the joint elimination of mother-to-child transmission of HIV and syphilis. And having these new duplex testing tools will be absolutely wonderful.
Professor Rosanna Peeling of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.